Blog Talk Radio.
And I hope that y'all feeling like real men and women should also. So tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we are talking about, do wake-up calls work? Wake-up calls. You know, something happens to you and you say, yo, you know what? I think that was a wake-up call. I think there's something that I need to do. There's something that I need to stop doing. There's a change that I need to make in my life. Or I can see myself going down this road. People, let's say you run around being a criminal or being associated with a bunch of criminals. Well, people in your crew start going to jail to get locked up. All their schemes are failing. People in your crew start getting shot. They start dying. And you are really trying not to let it happen to you. But do you recognize that it's time to start changing the girls and the guys that you roll with and the things y'all doing, because your life is headed towards demise and ruins this word? Well, it might be a wake-up call. But do you recognize it? Does everybody recognize the wake-up calls when they are directed at them? sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. Like I said, sometimes it's easier to recognize the wake-up calls that are being rung in the form of alarms for other people, but we might not recognize them for ourselves, you know, especially if we're at that time in our lives where we think we know it all, got it all, got it going on, you know. Have any of y'all been at an age where you respected the experience that your ancestors have had? You could disrespect your ancestors' experience by thinking that they haven't experienced it because you don't know about it, or you can disrespect it by blowing it off like, yeah, that's old. That the way y'all did things was old. The new way, the way it's going down right now is like this. And you know, old heads be looking at you like, see, this is the shit I'm talking about. See, these young cats don't understand nothing. They don't know nothing, and they don't listen. They running around here hard-headed. And when you try to put them on, when you try to teach them something, when you try to show them a better way, then they're not listening. They all over the place thinking that they really know something. They ain't even. They don't know how to pee straight. They don't know how to wipe themselves. They don't know how to get down. They don't know nothing about you or nobody else. Have you ever been in that stage? Many people that I know have been in that stage. I've actually never doubted the experience that my old heads have had, as long as they communicated it to me. You know, as long as they you know, you, listen, a closed mouth don't get fed. A closed book don't get read. So if I don't know what you have to teach me, how can I be open to it? I can't just figure it out on my own. You know, some people try to do that. They'll look at an old head and be like, yo, I can tell that they've been through this, that, and the third. And I understand that they're paying homage and they are trying to be respectful. But sometimes we need our ancestors. We need our old heads to open their mouths so maybe we can recognize the wake-up calls that we receive. Now, many of the times, the wake-up calls that we receive are coming from our parents. Our parents will tell us, listen, those people that you've been hanging around, those things that you've been doing, and yeah, I know what you're into, even though you think you're running around here, you know, doing things behind my back, but I know what you're doing. Parents will tell us, do we always listen to our parents? No. We don't be listening. We don't be listening until one of them go upside our head. Until one of us kicks us out of the house, until one of us takes away some type of privilege that we've had and that we really want back, we'll be listening enough. So, yeah, like I said, let's say you rolling with a crew, y'all running around here sticking people up, robbing people, doing little slick shit, or you out here selling drugs, hanging on corners, running from the cops, ducking the law, thinking that you're smart, not stacking your cash, not even selling drugs in a smart way. You open hand to hand selling, like you are a court nightmare. Like, yo, we got it. Like, not only did he sell to the undercovers, but he sold to the undercovers outright, damn near telling us how he runs his whole operation. Like, yeah, old head, you know, this is how we do around here because we got it like that. So my young boy, he going to go around here to this alleyway and to this abandoned lot over here, and he going to go get the stuff that you buying out of this brown paper bag. See, we got it like that. These dumbass cops around here, they don't know what time it is, and you selling to the undercovers. Yeah, shit like that has happened. Yeah, straight like that. All brash because you're young and you're dumb and you're not listening. So what happens when you sell to an undercover officer? The money is marked. The money is clearly marked that they gave to you. But you ain't paying attention to that because, you know, you think he a crackhead who he's just another customer, and you just stick it in your pocket and along with the other wad of money, though, the knot that's in your pocket. They come, take the money out. The cops roll up, get everybody on the block. You get locked up, everybody get locked up. Or sometimes you might get lucky. You had to go to the store or something, or you had to piss. And when the cops came around to do the sweep, your ass just happened to step off the block for a hot second. You ducked. You ducked that arrest by a hair. Everybody got locked up except for you. And you the one with the marked money in your pocket. Wow. Was it a wake-up call to you? Maybe you looked at it that way. Maybe you didn't. One thing is for sure. You ain't stopped selling drugs. You wait until the cops left. Ask what happened, you know. Ask what you needed to do. You know, do you need to go bail somebody out, call somebody moms, whatever they need, whatever it is that you need to do as far as assisting that situation. But what you didn't do was make the decision that day that, you know what, I ain't trying to go to jail. Or a drive-by shooting. One of these rival crews around here that don't like the fact that you selling drugs and they selling drugs and it ain't enough room for all of y'all to sell drugs. They come through and they hit up one of your mans, or they shot you. Seems like an obvious wake up call to me. Like, yo, I got shot. Was it a wake up call for you? No. You look at it like, yeah, now my street cred is intact. Now my street cred is good. I'm good in the hood. I got shot. I took one for the hood. Or as they say on the West Coast, I done took one for the hood. I done took one for the hood. You know, when I used to hear them cats say that kind of shit, because we over here on the East Coast, we didn't exactly employ that type of behavior. Like, we know damn well around the way, because before hip-hop, we didn't call the neighborhood the hood. That's a West Coast thing. We've been saying it so long that, you know, there was no such thing as the hood. The first time I ever heard that was from NWA, 1986. Took me a while to figure out what they were talking about. What is the hood? Yeah, but around the way, we knew. The people from around the way didn't appreciate us selling drugs and all that kind of shit. That, no. We wasn't good in the hood. We wasn't good around the way. We was doing what we had to do in order to get this paper. All right, so you get shot. You would think that in any normal person's mind, that would be a good time to change your behavior, like to say, yeah, man, I ain't trying to die out here. Maybe you have kids. Maybe you don't. Maybe you see yourself having a future. Maybe you, at the very least, you want to be an OG. You know, you done got shot. You got OG wounds. But it don't take a whole lot of these shots in order to end it all. There's going to be a lot of slow singing and flower bringing if my burglar alarm starts ringing. All right. So it's a wake-up call. But do wake-up calls always wake up people? I know that I have people, and I'm sure y'all have people, that you have been trying to get to change their lives for the longest. If you don't know somebody who sells drugs dangerously, then you know somebody who has used drugs dangerously. And something has happened to them along the way, and they're drug selling or they're drug using. But did it change? Did it change their behavior? Was it a real wake-up call? Did they at least acknowledge that it was a wake-up call? Like, yo, I got to do something different, even if they didn't commit to doing anything different. Did they at least say, yo, man, you know, I got to do something. I got to make a move because this life that I'm leading, this thing that I'm doing, this way that I'm portraying ain't it. Some of us, some did. A lot didn't. A lot didn't. And it might have been a real point of contention for you or your peoples or whatever, however the case may have gone. It could have been one of those things where you like, yo, what are we going to do about this cat? You know what I'm saying? When somebody is 14 to 15 years old and you already got multiple people taking out insurance policies on them, come on, man, you know what that's about. You know, I mean, yeah, I know that black people believe in them some life insurance. I get it. I totally get it. But I know that you know what I'm talking about. You should not be talking about any teenager's life ending unless you know that they are involved in something that will definitely get them up out of here with the quickness. Using drugs, selling drugs, gang banging, wilding out, acting a fool. In the city of Philadelphia, this is such a deadly city when it comes to our young people. Our youth are way off the chain. It's not even something you can ignore anymore. Even if you don't want to stare this situation in the face, it doesn't matter, because it's like we racking up the bodies like crazy. And these are young boys. We talking about 13 years old, 14 years old, 15 years old. They shooting each other. You know, it's this thing called drill music out right now. And, you know, so they murdering cats. They doing murders at 14, 15 years old, making rap records about it. Like, yeah, the cat, the muff tried to run, but I hit him with 3 shots and he was stunned. But it wasn't a stun gun that hit him. I had to bust him. And now he is slow singing and they discuss him and say that it shouldn't have been that way, but he shouldn't have came up like that. And now he's dead today. And we went to the funeral to see who wants to have something to say to us, but it's still bust. And I cuss at his people, spit on his thing, piss on his grave. Yeah, now he knows how to behave. And the dogs that he was rolling with, they off the leash. And we gonna hit them all up before it's over. East side is where we are from. But he don't ever try to come to me like I'm, you know, whatever. The drill music scene is crazy. But it's a serious thing. It's serious. Wake up calls. Do the wake up calls work? Wake up calls for somebody else. Wake up calls for yourself. What up, my peoples? What's going on, Carol Che Belen? My friend, mi favorita. Thanks for coming on through. Glad to see you. Robin Ming, my big sis, doing a thing. She's something like a queen for a king. Auntie Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. Stacey White, what's up, girl? Thanks for coming on through. The world is a crazy place, but we still lace it. And my brother from another mother, Norris, he'll sit back, relax, do your thing. Max, chill. What's up, y'all? Thanks for coming on through, man. We talking about wake-up calls. Do wake-up calls work? You know what I mean? It was a wake-up call. I could see that things on my job was going crazy. So where we were stealing time before, I used to be able to clock my mans in. I would clock him in on the days that he was late. Or where it was sometimes when he wasn't even here, he would do the same thing with me. Because we had the manual clocking, you know, the time clock, the manual time clock. There wasn't no camera on the time clock. So I clocked my mans in. I clocked him in. Well, 5 people got fired for clocking each other in. They say they've been watching them for a while. My name didn't come up in the conversation. Was it a wake-up call? Did I stop doing it? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe I just waited till the heat died down. And that was all the wake-up call that I was, Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, ma? Good to see me some you. Yeah. Do wake-up calls work? There are times in our lives where we might be so wrapped up in all the other craziness that life has to offer that we don't recognize the wake-up call when it comes through. We don't recognize the wake-up call when it's apparent to us. You know what I'm saying? We might be looking out for the signal of something that we have no control over. Like, oh, my goodness. You know what? It's been raining for 7 days straight. That might mean that That might mean that they're going to cancel my life insurance. Stress will make you think all kinds of stupid things and make you ignore the obvious things that are going on, the obvious things that are happening in your life. Wake-up call. What do y'all know about a wake-up call? What do we know about a wake-up call? Narcel says, close mouth. Wait a minute. Lead a horse to water, or my favorite from the Boondocks. Oh, I see you wanna do it the hard way. Yeah. Cheer. That's what I'm talking about. Robbie Mink says, one of my grandsons never got a wake up call. He was so stupid, he was selling drugs. They had locked his butt up about five times. And didn't he go back to the same place where he was selling that? Yeah. But he did get a wake-up call. He just didn't acknowledge it. He didn't answer the wake-up call. He got the wake-up call. He just didn't acknowledge it. Yeah, acknowledging the wake-up call is a whole different thing. The signals, the warnings are all around you. But when you actually get locked up for something that you've done, that's not a wake-up call. That's after the wake-up call. The wake-up call was the fact that the police were around in the first place and that other people who did exactly what you were doing were getting locked up. That's the wake-up call. The wake-up call is in front of you. It's a warning. But a wake-up call, just like you were talking about getting locked up multiple times, the first time he got locked up for doing that, should have been a wake-up call. But he may have looked at it like it was just a part of the game. Just part of the game that he was into. Not a wake-up call. It's just a hazard of the game. It's just the way the game is played. It's just the way we do things. But when we're really talking about wake-up calls, we're talking about something that really can and will happen. Something that we see something happen. I mean, something that we may see happen to somebody else that we can draw from. Like, we into the same thing that somebody else is into. I mean, think about pockets of our history that we have seen. All right, take it back to the 80s when AIDS came out. Who were the people who were contracting AIDS the most? Homosexuals and drug users, intravenous drug users. Now, of course, you ain't gonna stop being gay because they've come out with a gay killer disease, I guess. But you could start practicing safer forms of sex. You know, you already know for a man to perform homosexual sexual, I mean, you're talking about anal sex. Anal sex, whether you like it or not, it's the most dangerous, most infectious form of sex that you can have. You're already dealing with the anus. That's where you shit. So the likelihood that you're always going to do an enema and all that kind, even if you do, you can only get but so clean with that form of sex. But there's also tissue involved, blood and all of that kind of stuff. So man to man, if you know that AIDS, HIV was a bloodborne disease, and they told you that straight up and down. They got that right. It wasn't like COVID where they fumbled the ball all over the place. With AIDS, it was straight up. Yeah, it's blood. Blood, body fluids. We don't know how much about the body fluids as far as like kissing and all of that kind of stuff. But we know that blood, you're going to get it. And it happened. So many, many people in the gay community, they got the wake-up call. the ones who didn't get the wake up, that didn't receive the wake up call or didn't acknowledge the wake up call, they got sick with AIDS and died. Simple as that. Now, we know that heterosexual people can get AIDS too, and plenty of them did, and plenty of them died. Many of them died because they didn't change any of their sexual behavior. You know, even if you have multiple partners, it's not the multiple partners that's going to do you in. It's the multiple it's one of the partners that got that shit. That's it. You only got to get it from one. It ain't like if you get it from one and then you get it from two or three, it's going to make it worse. No, it's the one. The one. So if you don't change your sexual behavior with the one, you're done. Simple as that. It took us 30 years to get it together with AIDS. They still claiming that there's no cure. No cure. But it took us 30. It took us 30 years to get it together. They made enough money and enough people died in order for us all to receive that wake-up call. Many of us from in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, we were scared to have sex. You know, you hear people still saying it to this day. You know, I don't want to be out here dating or whatever because, you know, you don't know what's out here. You know, like, yeah, you're right. But whatever's out here, you're going to get it from the one. Not from the them. You know what I'm saying? So you gamble how you gamble, but it's going to be the one that gets you. So you don't change anything. What do you think is going to happen? It's a wake-up call. So, yeah, if you was out there, you know, recklessly having sex, okay. So the disease came out, the virus came out, and you still continued to do exactly what you were doing. Let's say you got burnt, but you didn't get HIV, but you running around here, gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis, and all of that kind of stuff. Oh yeah, but it ain't AIDS. That no wake up call for you, huh? What you think? Everybody that got AIDS, they didn't get any of the other STDs. They just went straight to AIDS, huh? From healthy straight to HIV. Did you heed the wake-up call? Did you heed the warnings? That's what we're talking about tonight. Daily Go Get 'Em is a show. Do wake-up calls work? We know that for some people, they do. For some people, they work a little too well. Make it hard for them to even enjoy life. They too busy trying to prevent anything from happening to them. Paranoid. Hypochondriac, scared of your own shadow. I know this is a reach, but I'm going to go for it anyway. If any of y'all remember the show that used to come on HBO by Jim Henson, Fraggle Rock, it was like the Muppets, but it was called Fraggle Rock. In Fraggle Rock, they had a character named Boober. And Boober was a big hypochondriac. He was always thinking that something was going to happen to him. He was always thinking that he was going to get sick. He was sort of like Shaggy on Scooby-Doo. You know how Shaggy was always scared. You know what I mean? He running with running around in a mystery machine, running with this crew that's always sticking their nose in people's business, those meddling kids. Oh, Carol, you remember Fraggle Rock? That's what's up. I used to love Fraggle Rock, but Boober was always looking for a wake-up call. Like, no, we shouldn't explore this. No. We shouldn't go to outer space. My Uncle Traveling Matt. Well, that was Gobo's Uncle Traveling Matt. My Uncle Traveling Matt, he went to outer space. He went to outer space. Outer space was nothing but like outside where human beings were. You know what I mean? He thought he was out of space because he was out of the area of where the Fraggles were in the rock. Fraggle Rock, baby. Well, you may know some real life boobers, some real life shaggies. Like they can't even live their lives because they're so afraid that something is going to hurt them, harm them. Something is going to get to them. Something is just going to fall apart. And those are the ones that you normally have to talk down. But do they recognize the real warning signs, the real wake-up calls? I mean, you know, we got to live our lives out here. We got to live some kind of way. We got to do something. You got to get up, get out, and do something. Wake-up calls, do they work? Do they work? You know, what they say biblically, they say trouble don't last forever. No, trouble don't last long. Whatever, however they say it with trouble. Well, it can last as long as you ignore it. Because trouble won't go away by you just acting like it ain't there. That's disrespectful to not acknowledge trouble when it comes through. But you don't have to coddle it. You fix it and move on. Life goes on. But the warning signs, the wake-up calls. If you have children, you know, you're going to always be put in a position where you're trying to protect your children. You want to protect them from the things that has happened to you, the things that have hurt you, the trials and tribulations that you know you could have avoided when you were younger, so you want them to avoid it. And a lot of times, you try to warn them against those things, and they're not listening. They don't want to hear nothing you got to say, old head. They ain't trying to hear what you got to say. But you have a lot to say, a lot to teach. You're trying to reach them. Teach them, reach them. Each one, reach one. Of course, we have to all take our bumps and bruises. But it might have been you. Whoever is out there listening, it could have been you. You could have been the one out there selling drugs. You could have been the one out there using drugs. You could have been the one out there having reckless sex, you know what I mean? You know, all this whole crazy stuff. You could have been the one out there robbing banks or robbing cribs or sticking people up. You could have been the one out there, you know, performing a whole lot of things. Credit card scams, blue collar crime. People swear they are so much smarter than everybody else when they do blue collar crime. You running around here like a Nigerian or Ghanaian, African scammer, internet scammer, Bitcoin. Cryptocurrency. Credit card scams. You know, back in the day, credit card scams were easy. You worked in customer service. You just copied down people's credit card numbers. You gave them to somebody else with the expiration dates, their addresses and all that kind of stuff, and had them buy a bunch of stuff. It didn't seem like anybody got hurt because all you had to do was, first of all, it wasn't traced to you. That's number one. Or you didn't think it would be. Second of all, you had somebody else do the dirty work. So they call in and order and stuff to maybe their house or another location or whatever. Y'all getting the products, selling the products and whatever. And whoever the credit card belongs to, they didn't have to pay for it because they didn't make the purchases. So you figure nobody gets hurt. So the call center that you've been doing this from, guess what? They did an audit of their place, and guess what? They starting to indict people for credit card scams. And guess what? One of them is you, but they haven't indicted you yet. Is it a wake up call though? Have you stopped? Have you stopped copying down these credit card numbers? You figure, nah, they'll never get me because I've been writing them down physically. So it's with me. They're going to have to pat me down, and they won't know what it is. Yeah, people who do white-collar crime swear they so smart. Credit card scams that turned into internet scams. They don't know where I am. They can't see me. I'm under an assumed identity. I'm not showing my face on camera. I'm good. I watched a video the other day. about I meant to post it too. Catching credit card scammers. I mean, I'm sorry, catching internet scammers online in the act, making them confess right there. You know, anyway, I'll post the video later. If y'all on my Facebook, you know, you check it out. But it was interesting. But yeah, cats who do internet scams and things like that, they swear they're untouchable. They swear nobody can't see them. They swear they're going to get away with this for the duration. Ain't nothing going to happen. Ain't nothing going to happen. TK writes, says, sometimes near-death experiences are wake-up calls. They should be, but are they always? Like I said, people have gotten shot. They weren't even the people that were being shot at. You caught a stray bullet. Should have been a wake-up call because you was in the area. You've been hanging around the people that they were aiming for. They just wasn't aiming for you. That's not a wake-up call? Yeah, it is. But, you know, you still kept on doing what you was doing. Sorry about that, y'all. Allergy time. TK Wright says, sometimes unprovoked heartbreak is a wake-up call. Ooh. Now, what would that be a wake-up call for? I mean, it's not that I don't agree with you, but well, heartbreak can come in the form of more than just somebody breaking up with you or cheating on you or something like that. But exactly what would that be a wake-up call for? Because what I don't want to do is get into wake-up calls being received for the wrong reasons. Because some people go through a bad breakup or whatever, and they think that that's a wake-up call. Like God made them have a bad relationship he or she wasn't honoring God. So you need to start going back to church. You need to start tithing more. You need to, you know. Yeah, I mean. Let's see. Robbie Ming says he's now in upstate Pennsylvania prison. Yeah, he wasn't listening. You know, hopefully he stays strong and hopefully his upstate experience will let him know that that's not what he wants out of life. I don't see how you can go to prison, especially, I mean, I ain't talking about the county. I'm talking about upstate where you have gone through the whole court process and gotten convicted. How can that not be a wake-up call? Jail life, prison life? I don't see how people get used to that. So hopefully by the grace of God that, you know, he changes his life. You know what I mean? Everybody doesn't receive their blessings at the same time, and everybody doesn't accept their warnings at the same time, Robbie Rob. But hopefully this turns out better for him. I hope so. I hope and pray for him and for you. That he turns his life around. And it has for many people. Then you have the cats that go in and out of jail. They ain't never home but a hot minute. They one parole violation of they got one foot back up Greatsford, Rockford, Camp Hill, Dallas. What's the one over there in Pittsburgh? Well, near on the east, I mean, on western Pennsylvania over there. It's a whole mess, man. It's a whole mess. TK writes, a divorce is a wake-up call for one or both parties. Not the things leading up to the divorce, but the divorce. Yeah, what would that be a wake-up call for? Like, because I'm thinking that the things leading up to the divorce will be a wake-up call that your marriage is in trouble. So if you could explain that, I'd appreciate it. Well, I guess divorce could be a wake-up call that you need to change your behavior in a relationship or in a marriage, that you need to, you know, if somebody divorced you, I could see that. Robbie Ming says, you don't know what people have these days. That's true. But you never knew what people could have any days. The thing is, regardless, you're going to get it from the one. You're going to get it from the what? And I say that because, you know, people, as crazy as this sounds, people will blame the frequency of them having sex on them getting something, not the person that they had sex with. I know it sounds stupid, right? But think about it. You got people who start to practice celibacy while they're in a relationship or in a marriage. It's the sex that is the problem, or how many times you have sex, or the way that you have sex. You'd be amazed at what people think and how many people think just like them. Thanks, Rob. Trouble don't last always. My bad. I couldn't get it together. Trouble don't last long. No. Trouble don't last always. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, says, I hear crimes don't go unscathed. Don't go unscathed doing Bitcoin. Doing Bitcoin transactions like selling drugs. Yeah, because you get money. You get money, and they figure that the people who are doing this, they got enough money to lose anyway. Why would you trust a stranger with $10,000 if you didn't have $10,000 to lose? Like, they are totally devoid of any compassion or any responsibility for what they're doing and how it affects people. Charles Chamberlain says, it should, but some don't see it that way. That's true. No. That's TK right there. Some people get dumber with every breakup or divorce. Stacey White says, that stuff hurts. Protect your heart. Be more wiser. No, I said, or should I say, some people go through pain and still don't gain. I don't either, Omar. Sitting in a 3x5 about 3x5 room with Bubba. It's 6x10. Okay. I'm just No, it says, imagine somebody having the nerve to want to have sex with you after burning you. I ain't gonna lie, old heads are the ones who told me that was okay. I'm not bullshitting. Old heads are the ones who told me, soon as y'all get it cleared up, you go right back to the one that burned you, because that was the best. And I'm not lying. I'm like, you realize it was that wet and burnt. She was burning. You didn't smell that? What they got? Odorless STDs, female STDs, like these days? Since when? All right. Carol says, you can tell I've never been to jail. Yes, I can tell. And I'm glad. You know what I'm saying? Only thing worse than a man going to jail is a woman going to jail. Like, yo, because it ain't supposed to be that way. Who going to take care of the kids? If mommy locked up, what is mommy doing to get locked up besides stabbing daddy? You know, but you got these female thugs out here. They just off the chain out here these days. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house picking up the rear. We about to get on the body here, my brother. Matter of fact, we got to go now. Carol Chamberlain says, that's real crazy, like putting your hand in fire and getting burnt and doing it again. Yeah. Yeah, I swear my old head was the ones who always talked about that. Yeah, you go right back to the one that burnt you. As soon as y'all got it cleared, get it cleared up. You know what I mean? I'm like. Well, needless to say, I didn't follow that advice. That's crazy. That's crazy. All right, y'all, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. June 1st, first day of June. Summer is real now. Well, in 20 days. And they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Maisha Willis. Happy birthday to you, Maisha, and also Geneva Gilbert. That would be Gigi Gilbert also. She has two pages. And she's a go-getter. And she's turning 67 years old today. And looking great. And also Andrew Long turning 51 years old today. And Samah Hare turning 102 years old today. Not even close. And also Nadia McIntyre turning 49 years old today. No relation. But what up, guys? Do the damn thing. And also Nikki Scott turning 54 years old today. And my man Alan Smith turning 52 years old today. And Wanda Bossy Hightower, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, no, she's not last, my bad, turning 44 years old today. My girl Marlene Paisley, and she's raising, I'm not promoting that, no way. And also Shartina McIntyre turning 37 years old today. And she is related. What up, cuz? Do the damn thing. And last but not least, T-Mike. So it's probably like really like Mike T, turning 52 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. June 1st, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. I hope that today finds you in good health, health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. You rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, a wake-up call is sent as a warning to you so you can start getting things back together, getting things together in the first place. If you've been acting reckless, if you've been out there acting a fool, going crazy, bugging out, the wake-up call is sent to you so you can start cleaning your life up better. So you can start doing better, acting better, knowing better, being better, teaching better, showing out. But does it always work that way? No, but all things in due time. Unfortunately, we're not all on the same timeline. But that's also a fortunate thing, too, because we can't all get the same thing at the same time. It won't have no value, not to us personally. Make sure that y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This has been another episode of the Daily Go Getterism Show. We will be back tomorrow. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all back to life. Peace, Blog Talk. Let me get you out of here. Yeah.